The Scott Mills Daily.
Another one?
Yes, Queen.
You're 90% there.
The one.
The fake tan.
I think I'd fit right in.
BC Radio.
One, two,
let's go.
Scott Mills.
Does this sound familiar to anyone?
Throw it in the window, Gary.
Disgusting.
I don't know what the rules are.
3, 2.
Radio One.
Go.
Here's the Scott Mills Daily Podcast. Someone with a job I'm pretty sure you will never even knew existed on today's Ask Me Anything. Also, when you leave it too long to go back somewhere, in particular the dentist and the gym. And we've got a brand new Fresher of the Week. He's at Oxford Uni, but we're not quite sure whether he should be there.
Isn't it good to have an amazing dancer representing Radio 1 on Strictly Come Dancing at the moment?
Isn't it, though?
Like, smashing it.
I knew he would always be good.
And
I knew it.
This was the interesting week, wasn't it? Because it was movie week. This was, of course, the week where you whipped out the crab, wasn't it? It movie week? I assume it was.
It was. Little Mermaid, Under the Sea, of course.
I just think he's doing such a good job, but I don't know about you. When you see him on Strictly Come Dancing, like, I've always thought he's a good-looking guy. And then I saw him as a genie. And suddenly I thought to myself, God, he is sexy, isn't he?
Oh, yeah. I mean, he's getting a whole load of new fans of all ages now.
And I'm not saying that I fancy him or anything, but suddenly I'm like, actually, I think as a genie, I think you see him in a whole new light.
Yeah.
I don't know why that is. And I think it's a bit like maybe you see mates on Halloween, or you see mates at a uni social or some night where you've gone out and done fancy dress, maybe at the darts or something. You're like, actually, I now fancy that person. I've seen them in fancy dress.
Some people do look better in fancy dress, yes.
Bang average in real life.
Yeah.
Like Superman situation.
Yeah.
Clark Kent, boring as.
But Dev does make a good genie. And excellent comments too.
There's a new genie in the hood. And he's genius. That was so... inspired, original, fresh, exciting, and yet I always believed you were playing a character and you were telling a story. What a magic carpet ride.
Yay.
Excellent. What a ride.
I mean, some of us could only dream for comments like that.
It's incredible, isn't it? They're loving him.
Even Craig.
I absolutely loved that. I thought you danced it brilliantly. Amazing. Absolutely brilliant.
And this is week three. He's going to smash this.
Yeah, I think he should go blue every week. Go Smurf next week. Why not?
Just looks good in blue. Do you think that's all over?
I would assume with Strictly, you're... Well, actually, you tell me. You know these people best. Do they make you do the whole thing?
Well, when you get a spray tan, then you've just got the tiniest pair of paper pants on. So is that the only area of Dev that is now not blue? I mean, that must have been awful to get off.
But I kind of hope it was just what you could see there, because then if you do look at yourself in the mirror and you're only blue in the face and the arms, you must look in the mirror there and go, wow, that is something.
Right, OK. Anyway, Dev, yep, carry on that look, please. Genuinely enjoy that song, I actually do, apart from that one line.
What, moon?
No, but that annoys me also. Are we going to talk about this?
Yeah. Can we, just because what I love is, it doesn't wind up anyone listening, I don't think. It just winds you up. And I never see you really fight your corner on many things.
I've asked a million times.
Except this one point,
yeah,
which is that the song just seems to start halfway through.
Right, so the song doesn't start like that, okay? It goes... I agree. Cut that bit off, right?
Yeah, because that's a bit creepy, that beginning bit.
But the as you know, through the song, the line is, put your pinky rings up to the moon. That makes sense, okay?
Yeah.
When it just starts with... That doesn't make sense. Because you've come in halfway through.
But this just winds you up.
Yeah.
This is the joy in this.
It's only the Radio 1 version. Moon... Yeah. What do you mean, so, moon?
So I think it's now been done because you've sent several emails on this, I'm led to believe.
Subject, moon.
Yeah. Like, everyone else has got better things to be doing than sorting this issue. But however, it really bothers you.
I'm a
purist.
And
now I think you're being trolled.
No, I'm a purist, and that's not how the song goes. It doesn't start, moon! What do you mean, moon? Right, listen. Does this make sense? Doesn't make sense.
Oh, this is great.
No, the other line I don't like is the one about waking up the rocket.
Oh, yeah, awful. Look.
Scott Mills. And when you're done, I'll make you do it all again. They say, dance for me, dance for me, dance for me. Oh, 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 oh. I never seen anybody do the things you do before. They say, move for me, move for me, move for me, yeah. And when you're done, I'll make you do it all again. All again.
So I spoke to Tones and I on Friday's chart. And when I told her she was number one, she went, "Jeez Louise," which is so Aussie, and therefore I'm here for it. And I'm thinking of now having that as my new phrase.
Jeez Louise. I can't do the accent properly.
Jeez Louise.
Yeah, I've never been good at it, you know that.
It's an Australian kind of exclamation of excitement or disbelief.
Yeah.
And I'm going to start doing it.
But she was buzzing?
Oh, buzzing. She was a busker last year. Now she's got number one everywhere. So it's number one in...
Now she's got everywhere. Yeah,
number
I like
one
that.
Everywhere.
She's got number one everywhere.
New Zealand, Australia, longest running Australian number one for years. Denmark, Germany, Netherlands, Switzerland, Norway. It's mad. Austria, even Austria. Tones and I and Dance Monkey.
And she's 19 as well, right? Incredible.
Yeah, that's what it says on the internet. Scott Mills. Again, it's Fresher of the Week. I know what you're thinking. It's been going on for ages. Yes, it has. And most of the unis, like 99% of them, have gone back and they've done their freshers and it's over and they're into term time. Mm. However, it's only the posh ones that still have freshers to come. You know the ones I'm talking about. So Rob has just started at actual Oxford University. Hi. So you're 18, and where are you from originally?
Carlisle.
Okay, so Carlisle and Oxford, different places?
Very, very different places.
How so?
It's very posh down here.
Yeah. The thing is, right, I'm not doing a disservice to Oxford. Oxford itself isn't that posh.
Overrated.
Yeah.
Is that what you're saying?
No, I'm just saying it's not as posh as you might think it is. But what is posh is the university, which is why people think that Oxford is posh. You see what I mean?
Yeah.
You head out of the bubble of the uni and you'll see that it ain't that posh at all.
There aren't many back and side cuts.
Do you mean just haircuts?
Yeah, yeah.
Rob, you sound almost confused at how you've ended up there. shall we take this back a step or two? Like, you must be very excited to be at Oxford Uni. You've obviously worked hard to get there.
Yeah, it's weird.
What's weird?
Are you meant to be there? What grades did you get?
I'm really not. I got AABC, which you're meant to get AAA.
Yeah.
History, at least.
How did you get in?
I think it's been
I went to the interviews and they must have seen something I didn't.
Right. This is amazing, Scott. I think what's happened here has been some sort of clerical error.
Yeah.
He's put Oxford down, just going for it, and somehow he's slipped through the system.
I mean, what we have here, guys, is somebody who has massive imposter syndrome. And thinks that you shouldn't be there. Am I right?
Yeah, pretty much, yeah.
But you should. You've earned your place there, kind of.
Yeah. Well, we think so.
Yeah.
This is good, Rob. Thing is, right, it is one of the best universities in the world. If you go to Oxford Uni, the thing is about it is it's a talking point for life. When you leave there, people will throw some respect on your name because it's seen as one of the best. So you can get most jobs just by whopping that on the table, you know?
Flopping it out like that, yeah. It's like Oxford, yeah, actually.
Yeah, I went to Oxford, yeah.
Now, why are you finding it weird, Rob? Talk me through it.
Everyone's just so clever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A bit intimidating?
Yeah, I have zero common sense, so
you're
I'm purely here on history.
You're my absolute favourite. because you are completely the opposite of anyone that I've ever spoken to who goes to Oxford Uni.
This is great.
In a way, it's refreshing.
I like this. I back you. Yeah. This is good. I've always been a supporter of an underdog in a situation, right? They're my favourite. And this is what it feels like here. Whereas I'm sure, actually, you are a very, very clever guy. You should totally be there and you're going to smash the whole thing. However, there's underdog vibes coming through.
Thank you.
Rob, do you feel like you're from a very different world?
Yeah, that very. Cumbria's a lot rainier and hillier and...
Now, I'm imagining Freshers' Week at Oxford must be a bit odd because there'll be conversations like, so, Rob, what did you do over the summer? And what would you say back to me then?
I was painting fences and bartending.
Oh, well, I was actually shooting on Daddy's estate.
Yeah.
Or sometimes I would just read a book in the drawing room.
All the scullery.
That's what's happening here. Am I right, Rob?
Yeah.
Right, I think you need one of our pep talks. Let's do it next.
Scott Mills.
So, we've got Rob, our new Fresher of the Week. He got into Oxford. People are asking me to check that it's not Oxford Brookes. It's not. It's Oxford Uni. And Rob can't quite believe that he's got in. It wasn't straight A's, but he obviously did a good talk. He talked a good talk there. Hey, Rob.
Hey.
I'm just looking at the list of notable alumni that have come from Oxford Uni as well. And there's a lot of kind of ex-prime ministers, a lot of old characters with the sort of long curly hair, you know, like you see in paintings.
Yeah.
A lot of those sort of mugshots popping up on Wikipedia here. I'm seeing Blair, I'm seeing Emma Watson, all sorts of people. Hunt.
Rob, do you have to wear a gown for lectures, or is that made up?
I think at like Balliol or somewhere you will, but we only have to wear it for exams.
You have to. Is that true? You have to wear a gown just for the exams? Because exams are stressful enough without doing it in fancy dress.
Yeah, with a bow tie on it, I'll just be sweating.
Did you not know that?
I didn't know you had to.
Yeah.
Because if anything, I think exams, you should be a bit more relaxed, like wear what you want kind of thing. It seems silly that you have to wear a gown, unless, of course, that is what you want to wear. You know the other thing about Oxford Uni, as you know, Scott? They love balls. There's a ball for everything. It's not really a party there. It's everything's a ball, a something ball, a this ball, a that ball, some historical society ball, that sort of thing.
Yeah.
Do you feel like you're in Harry Potter?
It's a bit that way, yeah.
Because you've got the Hogwarts dining hall there, of course.
Yeah, at Christchurch, yeah. I can't figure out what house I'd be in there.
Are you in halls? Do you know where you're sort of living for the next year?
It's in old Victorian houses.
And have you heard any horror stories about that yet? Because, you know, the whole place is haunted, isn't it? Because old.
Oh, this lad in my year says that he was on his bed and he just looks up and he saw this ghost and then he looked away and it was gone. And, yeah, I'm not too scared because I'm by the fireplace, so he'll probably get sucked out of it or something.
Yeah, good logic. It's fair enough. And that's quite Oxford as well, that you'd have a fireplace in your room. Not many unis have that. Hang on a second, though. Can we just go back to your friend? What's your friend's name?
Callum.
Okay, so Callum's woken up in the night, right? And what I'm imagining is that he's opened his eyes. And are you saying that the ghost is sort of on top of him?
No, it was sort of sitting on a chair on the edge of his room, I think.
Yeah, that's quite Oxford.
Here's something that's going to make you feel a lot better, Rob, okay?
Yeah.
I've just looked at, is getting into Oxford University hard? And this is you. Of course, you will need to have good grades to get accepted into Oxford. Your grades are good, okay?
Yeah.
However, the biggest barrier to entry is not inadequate grades. It's that people do not have enough self-belief to even apply.
Right.
You see?
You've got to be in it to win it sort of situation. Put it down on there just in case.
What you've done there is you were like, actually, I am good enough. I'm going to apply. And you've got in. That's how you've done it.
Yeah.
So don't feel like you shouldn't be there, because you absolutely should.
Thank you.
Well, good for you, Rob. And also, we're going to be following you this week as you are Fresher of the Week. You know, that's big news. You're the man. You're the BNOC. Big name on campus. You can tell everyone at Oxford Uni that. And we're going to see what you're going to get up to this week.
Cool. I'll try to do something interesting.
Yeah, do.
Rob, do you feel that this has been any use? Because I feel that maybe Fresher of the Week feature this week is just going to be a pep talk for you every day.
Yeah, I'm sure that I'll get over the imposter stuff.
Yeah, you will.
Oh, come on, right, listen, you've got the nation behind you now, Rob. We're not 100% sure that you should be there at Oxford Uni, but you are. And we're behind you and we're going to support you. All right, let's make this let's make this the best Freshers Week Oxford Uni's ever had. Come on. Rob?
Yeah?
You can do this. You've got this.
Come on, Rob. Let's get a bit of enthusiasm around here. Start smacking your head. Come on, let's get excited here. Rob, you're at Oxford Uni.
Rob, you're at Oxford University, and you deserve to be there. You deserve this.
Yeah, come on, fresher.
You've got
it.
Aye, gonna live it large.
Yeah, are you feeling pumped? Yes, come on.
Aye.
Rob, go forth and be a fresher, and we'll speak to you tomorrow.
All right, talk to you tomorrow.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Okay, what I love about this feature, Ask Me Anything, is that we speak to some fascinating people that we probably wouldn't ever run into in everyday life. There's the guy who was a professional sausage taster. We worked out that over his time doing that job, he's had over 16,000 in and around his mouth.
Yeah, there was the traffic cone collector. Do you remember? He was obsessed with traffic cones, and he was... After one particular traffic cone, there was one he was searching for, wasn't it? The five-sider.
Yeah.
It's so rare, this five-sided cone, and he got a real buzz of it.
Remember the woman that runs cuddle parties?
Yes.
Nothing more than that. It's just people that want to cuddle.
Bomb disposal engineer. I don't know why I said it like that. He was a fascinating bloke.
We spoke to Milkman of the Year before. Like, fascinating people with great stories to tell. So the team have found another person. We don't know who it is or what they do, but we're going to have our minds blown, most probably. Okay, put them through, please. Hello, caller. Who are you and what do you do?
Hello, I'm Daryl Bradford. I'm a professional mourner, and you can ask me anything.
A professional mourner?
Yes, yes.
I suppose first question would be, what is that?
A professional mourning goes back thousands of years in countries like Egypt and China. Primarily women were professional mourners. And lots of mourners at your funeral would show a sign of wealth, apparently. These days, however, things are different. And I am booked and turn up at funerals, say, if a family hasn't got a lot of family members. Or sometimes families have family feuds and I can, like, escort somebody that's a bit kind of... timid to go to the funeral.
You said that in olden times in some of these countries that having a big crowd for the funeral was obviously a sign of status.
Yeah.
Which gets me thinking then. For example, Scott, I imagine you'd want a big crowd there.
I would, yeah.
So with that in mind, I might have to pay for a few extras, do you think? And maybe Daryl here and some of the other guys there can help just fill
make
it
up
out
the numbers.
A bit. Yeah, do you know what I mean?
Are you suggesting that I won't have a lot of people there?
No, but I'm saying it's a bit like Twitter followers. You might have to buy a few just to make yourself look a bit more popular, you know?
No, I think mine will be very popular.
Do you think?
Yeah, I do.
Bear us
do
in
you
mind.
Know?
Yeah, I suppose so.
Well,
yeah.
Mild, not really popular, but like, I don't think it would be poorly attended.
The Strictly thing would have added a few more on for you, wouldn't it? Well, it's hard not to get quite morbid on this topic, I think, though, Daryl. But you sound very, very happy. So how many funerals are you going to a year, would you say?
Oh, probably about six a year. But it's all done with the utmost respect and empathy.
Mm.
You know, there's a lot of compassion. We obviously get a bit of background.
Can I ask, obviously you're almost like an extra at funerals, right?
Yeah, basically,
Like, what do you say to people when they ask, oh, how did you know so-and-so?
We get as much background as possible, so you just have to kind of...
I was paid to be here.
Not at all. If it does happen at the wake afterwards, then you are prepared with some sort of story.
Are you?
But a lot of times you're just another person that's there.
You're offering the mourning experience, aren't you? I mean, I suppose it's a bit like, say, if you're paying for someone to be your girlfriend or your boyfriend...
An escort.
Well, yeah, that's what I was basically saying. You're sort of like a funeral escort. Is that fair to say?
Yeah.
When you're a promo like yourself, professional mourner, do you...
And you have to wear the black and all that, yeah?
Well, that comes with the brief that we get, you know, if the job descriptions, that they've done some sort of research... And if the family want black, you wear black. If the family want colours, you wear what they've asked for.
And if anyone asks at the wake, oh, I used to work with them.
Well, yeah, nothing's ever come up yet that's been awkward. I've always dealt with the questions, so.
Yeah, you can tell that you would be able to do with that, yeah.
Luckily.
You're doing something actually very positive, which is that you're there to kind of...
This is such a hard topic to talk about, because actually it's quite a sad thing that you're going along to, but you're doing a positive thing as part of that, aren't you?
There's always a purpose that I'm there, and it's a good purpose. It's a good reason. So I do feel good about why I'm there, and I try to do the best job possible.
How did you get into this? Like, it's not something I've ever heard of before.
Well, it's just one of the jobs that I've signed up for and I get offered. You know, I can do all sorts of jobs within Envisage Promotions. And I think I do well, so I get asked back to do more.
You're a good mourner.
Yeah.
Is it largely weekend work or is it during the week?
During the week, yeah, during the week. Yeah.
No, I'm just interested to see if I could somehow...
get in on this.
Maybe on a Friday or something.
Yeah. No, you're not sad enough.
Yeah.
Maybe that Friday I could be a promo and the...
You're kind of free Fridays.
I'm available for bookings.
I shall put a word in for you.
Darren, if you need a wingman, that's not the right phrase.
Well, you kind of are the wingman, aren't you?
I am the wingman, yeah.
But if you need another mourner, then Chris is free Fridays, most Fridays.
I will put a word in.
Yeah, I could come on a Friday as well. I could slip it in before the official chart.
Yeah.
I mean,
well, there are people that I've heard of this, a bit like people that go along to weddings and they just sort of sit at the back and enjoy the show. It's like some sort of free event. I heard this.
Welcome to the show.
Leave it to the professionals.
Daryl, it's been absolutely fascinating to talk to you. Daryl there, professional mourner. Thank you for being on Ask Me Anything.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Nice chatting to you.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC
Radio 1.
Scott Mills.
Hope your Monday's going good. Sam's on. Hey, Sam.
How's it going?
Yeah, it's going all right.
That's the one.
So, is it your birthday the weekend just gone or this coming weekend?
This coming weekend.
Okay. And what's your plans?
Heading to Greece, actually, on Saturday morning, first thing.
Oh, Greece!
Heading off for 7 days, yes, mate.
That's nice. That's a big birthday, isn't it? Going and doing something like that. Although, what birthday is it again?
30.
Did you say? Oh, 30. Oh, well, then, there you go.
Big
you
one.
Do something massive for that.
Inclusive.
Is there anything you particularly want for your birthday?
Ooh. I tell you what. Two decent songs to choose from you two would be great.
Yeah, we can do that. But that's not what you really want for your birthday, is it? Let's be real.
No, a cold beer on the beach, that'd be about all I need.
Cool, man.
Okay, so where do you live and where are you from?
In Chesterfield at the moment, but I'm actually from New Zealand.
Okay.
So I've been living here for about 2 years now and just enjoying the beautiful British weather.
Isn't it, though, yeah? I've got something for you, actually.
The question needs to be, what day is Father's Day?
Father's Day is on Sunday.
Do you know that clip?
Yes, I do.
So famous in New Zealand, that clip.
The Neck Minute one's a bit more famous, though, I think.
Yes, Neck Minute. We played that as well. It's because I went to see my relatives in New Zealand a couple of Christmases ago, and my cousin, Kyle, was telling me all about the most popular YouTube videos, and what day is Father's Day is one of them, and lift my scooter outside the dairy, Nick Minute is the other one. I'm obsessed.
It was incredible because I'd never actually heard of that clip or didn't remember it, and then Scott brought this thing back and became obsessed with it ever since.
Have you seen the police officer telling the young fella to always blow up the phone?
No, but I'll look that up. Okay,
look that up.
Here's what I've got for you today, Sam.
Not bad. Brings back a few memories.
Azealia Banks, 212.
Fever reverse trivia answer tonight, Sunday. What do you reckon the question might be?
Weirdly sort of suits that song, actually. Yeah, that's a good shout, that one. Okay, you can have that. You can have that for your banger's choice, but remember, you've got to be careful when you sing along to it. Or you can have a proper sing-along to mine, which is this.
Ooh.
I've gone for a bit of farm music here. This is Mumford & Sons, The Cave.
Okay, two good clips there, two good songs. You can only choose one of them. Okay, but you know the real question.
The question needs to be, what day is Father's Day?
Father's Day is on Sunday.
On Sunday.
Okay, so it's between Azealia Banks and Mumford. What are you going to go for? Jeez,
what a battle.
We're going to have to go for the first one.
Are we?
Azealia Banks.
Yeah, yes! We're going to have to go Azealia Banks.
Category is...
Drag Race
Race UK fans, listen up. Hey UK, Mama Roo welcomes you to the family.
It's finally here. Yeah. And we're hosting the official podcast. I'm Scarlett Moffat.
And I'm Baby Lame.
Every week, we'll be spilling the tea.
Spill everywhere.
All over the place.
Mm. We're going to be joined by celebrity fans.
Yes.
We're going to have this year's queens.
Yes.
You know, some serious shade is going to be thrown.
Girl, if you're not listening to this podcast, you're only getting half the story.
Drag Race UK, the podcast. Listen and download now on BBC Sounds.
Like, homie, what are you into? What's the run, dude? Where do you wake up? Tell you, hating, I'm a new one too, huh? See, I remember you when you were the young new face, but you do like to slumber, don't you? Now you boo up too, hun. I'ma ruin you.
What to undo when I am there? When I am there? The end of your life are there. Been mine. What you gonna do when I am there? When I am there? The end of your life are there. Been mine. Been mine.
I mean, what a tune.
I forget how much I love that song.
I always remember. I remember where I was when I first heard that. I was driving around and I think Grimmy played it on Radio 1 Breakfast and I was like, what is this song? Blew my mind.
It's quality, especially the gaps in the song where you just got to sort of nod your head. Love.
Azealia Banks, 212. I'm glad that one.
Scott Mills.
I've got something to tell you. Wednesday, Innuendo Bingo is back and I'm so excited.
It is exciting, and we always say this with Innuendo Bingo, you sort of bank up a little bit, don't you? I need that release. I used to do this twice a week.
3 p.m. on Wednesday, Saffron Barker is playing Innuendo Bingo. Massive star on YouTube, currently dancing with AJ Pritchard on Strictly Come Dancing. And it's the first of a few that we're going to bring you over the coming weeks. So a brand new season.
I think when we do this now, we make it extra special. We make a real event of it. So if you guys are keen on it, that's what's going to happen this week. It's exciting.
So, and I know you may have got a little bit out of the habit of it because we used to do it like all the time. Mm. But we want to make the ones that we do now like extra, extra special with brilliant, brilliant names. So if you see or hear any Innuendo Bingo, anything on the TV or radio that you think might be suitable for the game, something that sounds a little bit rude, tell us what channel, what they said, and a rough time it was on, and we will find it and we will credit you. Send an email to scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. Back, bigger than ever, Innuendo Bingo, 3 p.m. this Wednesday with Saffron Barker.
Radio 1.
Scott Mills. Radio
1. Me and Chris have been chatting. He's quite keen to get back into the fitness again. He's let it all go, but like wants to be buff maybe for Christmas and then have another break.
Yeah, but I've left it too long. I don't know what excuse I can have for leaving it so long and going to the gym. I'm worried that they're going to hate on me.
Now, that guy that you were training with for a little bit at your local gym, where did you leave it with him?
I just didn't come back one day. I cancelled one session, cancelled two sessions, and then that's it. It's a tricky one, isn't it? Because what excuse can I have unless it's something really dark?
Yeah, you've left it too long. So you just completely ghosted
it? Yeah, I'd like to go back.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Right, all personal trainers listening, all personal trainers, if you're there, what does Chris have to do to avoid not being told off? Because it's been ages, he's not been to the gym in ages. It's the fear that you get. It's the same one as if you've not been to the dentist for a while.
Yeah.
They're judging you and they're probably going to tell you off, or at least there'll be like a little snidey comment.
But most PTs, I'm sure, will be saying, no, we're not like that. We're not going to be judging you. However, there is going to be an atmosphere, isn't there? It's going to be awkward. And if no one says anything, it's going to be even more awkward.
Yeah, you say, right, you're all messaging now going, no, it's fine, just come back. We won't judge you. When we get there, you will. You will. Alfie in Belfast, hello. Says, totally relating with Chris. I keep going like maybe 2 weeks at a time and then I stop for ages. I've just started again and the thing that convinced me was that I'm paying a monthly membership. If nothing else, I should go and get my money's worth.
Yeah.
Saying that, in the first class I went into, there's another girl like me and she got a round of applause for coming back. Not quite fireworks, but close enough. I'd be happy with that.
Yeah.
Then you wouldn't have the fear of going back even though you've left at ages.
I think that's it. I just need to be welcomed with open arms.
Here's what should actually happen, right? Instead of you feeling all nervous and like, oh, can I go back in there? Can I talk to them again? This is how it should go, okay? Music.
in through the doors, sashay in, wink at someone, everyone on the machine stops what they're doing, and then everyone gives you massive applause.
Yeah.
Welcome back.
That is how it should be.
But it's not. It's like, oh, nice of you to turn up.
Yeah. You're here again, are you?
Yeah. Oh, you come back, did you? Oh, okay, we're wrong. Loads of personal trainers have been on saying, yeah, they would judge you. It's not going to be easy to go back.
The Scott Mills Daily.
A lot of people think it's all in your head and it'll be fine. It's just the thing of, like, you're building it up too much.
Yeah, I'm sure I am.
Go to a new gym. Yeah, you've got to get a new identity. Kaylee says, new gym, change your name and number, then you won't feel bad. You're starting from scratch, see, then you're starting again.
That's why I always tell myself, look, if worse comes to worse in any situation, I can just change my name and leave the country and stuff like that. Do you know, that's what I always think to myself.
You've said this to me before.
This after we've had a couple of drinks. I was like, listen, mate, look, really, however bad it gets, you know.
I mean, I could change
my name. Change my identity and leave the country.
Well, what have you done that's so
nothing,
wrong?
Absolutely nothing.
Right.
It's good to always have that in the pocket.
It's good to know, isn't it? Phil says you should buy blocks of PT sessions. If you pay up front, it'll make you go.
Being honest, that's where the problem started, is I did that, then didn't go, and it's like silly money, isn't it, if you're not going?
Yeah. No PT should judge you. I definitely won't. That's from Carl. You say that now, Carl. Hello, Radio 1.
Hi, it's Danny here.
What are you saying, Danny?
So I've got a really good reason why I never went back after gym induction.
Yeah, I mean, we've all done it. What's your reason, though?
Well, I went to the gym induction, and basically that night I ended up going home with him that night.
What, with who? Who did you go home with?
I went home with the gym instructor.
Oh, right.
The one that had done the induction?
Yeah, the actual one that done the induction.
All
yeah.
Right. So you had you had a workout with him in the morning and then another at night?
Yeah, something like that.
But that that moves...
And the worst thing was, he was actually a warden in the halls of residence where I was living.
That moves so quickly, though. So, kind of, who tried it on with who in the gym?
Nothing happened in the gym. I guess we just sort of thought we fancied each other. And then I just saw him in the student union that night. And then that happened. Yeah.
It's incredible.
Amazing. So, after that, you're like, I can't really go back there. That's a little bit awkward.
No, didn't go back to the gym.
Did you ghost him?
Yes, I did, yeah.
Nah, that's why he didn't go back.
Yeah, I mean, I thought I found it quite difficult to get back into the gym just for embarrassment of seeing the same PT. I'd never done Rudy's with him, you know.
You know what? I've had several personal trainers. I've never got off with any of them.
Well, yeah, that's why I don't go to the gym. I find them quite boring anyway. I just laid off them after that.
Well, you're a liability, that's why. Wow, wasn't expecting that, were you?
No, you never got off with... No.
No.
Don't think you have.
Amy in Cheltenham says, and she's got a sassy reply for it, if they start on you, like, oh, yeah, not been in here for a while, like, yeah, I decided to stay fat for a while, I'm back now.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Did I ever tell you about that time that my personal trainer walked past me outside a pub near here? I was having a wine and he tapped me on the shoulder and went, hope you're putting that in my fitness pal, mate.
Oh... happens often, doesn't it? I often say to you, are you going to put that in the app? And you don't.
I'm like, absolutely not.
Hardly ever.
My friend Gary, as you know, loves a night out, is also on MyFitnessPal now, that thing that tracks your calories. I'm like, do you put drinks in? He's like, no, any food. Yeah. Still calories, actually.
It's going to be everything, isn't it?
BBC. BBC. Radio 1. Scott Mills.
I'd quite like to do a bit more on this tomorrow. Where can you never go back? Danny can't ever go back to the gym because she, with the gym instructor, after the induction, same night.
Yeah, I mean, that was a strong play. I couldn't go back for ages to the news agent because he kept calling me Michael. And then there came a point where his wife was serving in the shop that day, saw me and knew my name because I went to school with their daughter. And then it was really awkward because she said Chris, he said Michael, they looked at each other, ran out, I never went back.
It could be maybe a suntan shop, it could be a hairdresser's, it could be a certain taxi company that you could never visit again. Let me know, 81199. Matt?
Yeah?
Where can't you go back?
The dentist.
Okay, how long have you not been?
I've not been for the last 3 years, and I've actually got an appointment booked tomorrow for the first time.
Exciting.
It's not exciting, it's horrible.
No, it's not.
And what do you think they're going to say to you?
Well, they're going to definitely judge me and say, why haven't you been back? And probably get a few sarcastic comments.
Yeah, what do you think? What do you think they'll pick up with on your teeth? Because 3 years is quite a while.
Well, last time I went, I got a sarcastic comment about I was a typical tradesman because they could tell I drank too many cups of tea and coffee. Mm.
Why? How was that affecting your teeth?
Well, I don't know. That's what I found a bit strange. Because you said my teeth were good, but you can tell you drink a lot of tea and coffee.
Well, they're a bit yellow.
I don't think they are. And you said they were good teeth, but yeah.
I can just tell you drink too much tea there.
Sass is really going to be on it. You're right. It'll be when they're inspecting your teeth. And it'll just be the comments, unnecessary comments. It's like, perhaps you need to brush this way or that way. No, I reckon your teeth will be fine. They just want to let you know.
It'll be majorly passive-aggressive, and it'll be like, this one's got a hole in it, and if you'd come to me sooner, then it'll be all that.
Yeah, I had this with the dentist, and then they gave me these. I've never seen these before, Scott. They're like little toothbrushes. Yep. Tiny little ones. Like really, really small, just with one bit on the end of it.
What are you supposed to do with them?
Really hard to describe. Have you ever seen them before?
No.
What were they?
What did you do with them? You bend them, didn't
you? I've never used them.
Yeah. Scott Mills. Imagine being Sam in Oxford, though. You can't go back to the gym after you flew off the back of the treadmill trying to do body coach style hit.
Oh, no.
But it was one of them. It was like you had to sit on the chair in the gym and they check you over properly and did an incident report form in front of everybody. Ooh. Absolutely mortifying. Just trying to be the body coach, you know what I mean? Flew off the back of the treadmill.
Tricky when you don't know how to use the equipment. Occasionally you see people who don't know how to use the equipment and they're like, I don't know, sort of reverse cowgirl on one of the weights things, you know, and it looks all sorts of wrong.
Yeah, there was a lady once who was... I had to actually report her.
This is going to be a great story.
I had to report her because... she was walking the wrong way on the treadmill.
Yeah. Well, that's quite bougie.
It's not safe. It's not safe.
How?
So she had to, right, you know where the controls are and you're walking forward?
Yeah.
Right? She's the other way. She's around here.
Yeah.
She's got her back to the controls.
I sort of love that.
But why? It's not safe. I was like, excuse me, that lady over there, she didn't even have the emergency clip on. I was like, excuse me, that lady over there, she's on the treadmill the wrong way. Can you do something about that, please? I think something's going to happen to her. I was just, trying to help, you know? Scott Mills. Back tomorrow from 1 on Radio 1. And remember, Wednesday, 3 p.m, Innuendo Bingo returns with Saffron Barker.